There are all kinds of cats. The common house cat, the alley cat, the barn cat. NPR's Ari Shapiro went to Scotland to investigate a less famous but equally distinguished member of the tribe, the distillery cat.
There are more than 100 whiskey distilleries in Scotland. So where to start? How about the oldest one in the country? Glenturret has been operating here nonstop since 1775. General Manager Stuart Cassell says they're still old school.
We have no computers, no machinery. We are the only whiskey distillery that hand mashes the mash, which is the water and the barley at the beginning. We stir it with a big, like a porridge.
Along the central path that leads between buildings at Glenturret, there is a proud bronze statue. It's not the company founder or a bottle of whiskey. It's a cat, the greatest distillery cat of them all, Towser the Mouser. She is actually in the Guinness Book of World Records for catching mice. Lifetime kills, 28,899. Neil Cameron has made the whiskey here for almost 20 years.
They say every time that Towser caught a mouse, she brought it back to the stillhouse. She did. Now, whether it was a whole mouse, or it was a headless mouse, or what, I had no idea. But she brought them back to the stillman.
Cameron explains whiskey requires grain, which attracts mice and birds, and that is the very short distillery cat origin story. Vermin are not such a problem today.
Nowadays, no. We might get the odd one, two mice throughout the year, but that's about it.
So if you no longer have a mice problem, why have a distillery cat?
Because we've always had a cat at the distillery. We have. You know, it's not a dog, it's not a horse, it's a cat.
Cameron actually chose the latest distillery cat at Glenturret, a tiny kitten named Pete, P-E-A-T, like the smoky flavor in whiskey.
Had a look at him, thought, yep, gave him a few strokes and thought he was a friendly-looking cat, held him for a wee while, and decided, right, he's the one.
We will meet Pete in a moment, but first, the analyst.
The contemporary distillery cat is becoming more of an ambassador.
Food writer Brad Thomas Parsons wrote a piece in the drinks magazine Punch that first alerted us to the tremendous news value of the distillery cat as a subject for serious journalism. He says, this is a perfect marketing ploy. Cats are so photogenic.
I haven't seen any like one-eyed cats or very curious cats. Most of them would have been from tortoiseshell to white to black to tuxedo to marmalade to ginger. You know, when you have a cat sleeping on a bourbon barrel or curled up in the rafters, it's a good picture. You know, it's a good image all around.
Everyone taking a tour of your distillery posts a photo of the cat on Facebook or Instagram, and boom, free advertising. The practice is now widespread on both sides of the Atlantic.
I'm Chris Morris, master distiller at the Woodford Reserve Distillery.
As you can hear from his twang, Chris Morris makes Kentucky bourbon. For 20 years, a cat named Elijah ruled the roost at Woodford Reserve.
He never met a person he didn't like. He'd walk right up to you and rub against your legs and follow you around. I always said he was more ham than cat.
Was he a good mouser?
Well, don't know, because everybody fed him. He really didn't have to mouse that much.
Earlier this summer, Elijah was found one morning under a tree. He had passed away peacefully in the night.
The internet just lit up with condolences and people sharing photographs of Elijah. It was really touching, and it went into the hundreds and hundreds of people.
So, from the old to the new.
Hi, Pete. Oh my God, you're so tiny.
Back at Glenturret Distillery in Scotland, Pete is just 6 months old, a little puffball the color of smoke. We approach with our big, fluffy microphone, hoping to pick up a teeny meow.
He has grabbed the microphone. I think he's got the instincts.
Pete clearly has the killer reflexes of a champion mouser, not to mention the looks. Ari Shapiro, NPR, Muse.